April 15, 2021.
The God to whom you pray hears what is behind your prayers. We have spoken at times about what it means when we refer to God speaking. We wish on this occasion to focus our loving energy on what it means to be God listening. God listens not only from its own presence, this strength of love, but God listens also as you listen. The listening we speak of is not a listening of the ears any more than spiritual sight is a function of the eyes. We speak of God's listening as you listen through the heart. The heart, in this case, is not an organ of the body, but a concept of the spirit. Your souls each have a heart. That heart is part of this center, this core that we speak of. The heart is that part of each of you that is identified as belonging to the energy that is God. We, your guides, are fully aware of the presence of God. We see that presence constantly. The vision of that presence is part of the vision of the Spirit. It is essentially an awareness that is as direct to us as physical vision can be thought of as direct to much of human life. It is with that vision that we see God. And it is with that vision that we know of what it means to be surrounded by a listening God. Often we have affirmed that your prayers on your own behalf and the behalf of others are always heard by God, and always the response is present. When God hears a prayer, it is not a recognition that there is an action that must be taken by God. When we say God hears your prayers, we might express that by saying that the prayers that you offer find a response that is always present. You pray for peace, and we say God hears those prayers. Such an anthropomorphic response can be helpful in trying to establish an emotional connection between you and your concepts of God. But those prayers for peace are heard by God in the sense that the peace you pray for already exists. And the act of praying is an act of connection. You pray for peace, and you become more connected to the peace that is present. Your soul, at some level, conscious or otherwise, is aware of the growing sense of that peace. That growing awareness is the listening of God. No matter what you pray for that is for the benefit of spirit, all for which one prays is already with you. If you are feeling physical pain and you cry out to God for relief and release from that pain, God hears your crying out. The relief and release for which you pray is already part of your life. What separates you from that prayed for resolution is not that somehow God has refused to answer the prayer, but that you are still creating barriers to the kind of relief or release that is most beneficial. It does not mean you don't pray to God, because there is not a human-like figure who hears your prayer and is immediately called to action. It is indeed important to pray, and it is helpful to feel that what is received as a result of that prayer is because God listens. You benefit from your prayers because you find ways of connecting to what is already present. You see chaos in the world, and you pray that such chaos and suffering can be alleviated. The seeds of that resolution surround you constantly. It is for you to open the eyes of your soul to recognize that presence. That vision that you exercise belongs in great measure to the concept that God listens, that God speaks, and that God's actions exist. They are present. In your actions with others, you are asked in so many words to listen to what another says. That act of listening is in many ways an exercise of facilitating a connection between what one prays for and what one receives. Contrary to what is often stated in certain corners of science. The universe is not based on chaos. It is only the limitations of human understanding that present the unknowns as being chaotic. The universe is not based on chaos. It is based on the consequence of energies on the grandest and smallest of imaginable scales. That order, that antithesis of chaos, belongs to the creative arc that is God's reality. The universe is governed by relationships, and those relationships exist in the proximity of other influences. There is a kind of ordering principle. There is a logic, as you might describe it, that belongs to the fundamental layer that underpins all that exists. The smallest leaf on a gigantic tree is nourished by the roots, and yet there is little sense of a visual connection between that individual leaf and what lies at the core of the functioning of a root system. Science has done well to clarify a fuller understanding of the flow of nutrients deep within the earth to that smallest of leaves. The distance may seem enormous, and yet that leaf is a natural outgrowth of the life-giving energies of the roots. And without those leaves, there would be no purpose for the roots. Likewise, without your own existence, without the existence of your earth, your solar system, the current universe as you identify it, there is no reason to believe there is a purpose for anything. It is because of what has been created that the reality and importance and significance of the Creator becomes evident. You cannot separate yourself from God. If there were no human beings, the reason for God existing would be that much diminished. God's strength increases. The significance of God grows because you exist. Creation depends upon the Creator, but without the creation, there is no need for a Creator. God's strength is because of your presence. God hears because you hear. When you respond to another's needs, that is God's listening transformed into action. We say so often that you are the hands, the heart, the eyes of God. And it is so true. You exist because God exists. But God thrives because you exist and grow and thrive. When you suffer, the strength that is God suffers. When you love unconditionally, it is God who is loving unconditionally. It is not unimportant that God loves unconditionally and you refuse to participate. For what would be the purpose of God loving unconditionally if the impact of that love failed to exist? God's listening is your listening. God's love to others is your love to others. God's response to pleas for peace becomes your response to pleas for peace. We say, may God's peace be your peace. That is not a simple statement, for it affirms the relationship that you have to the presence of God. If God acts, it is because you act. If God responds, it is because you respond. If God loves unconditionally, it is because you live to love unconditionally. You are part of God. There is no part of any human being that is in some way not a part of God. God acts because you act. God sees because you see. God loves because you love. God reveals because you reveal. God's response to prayers becomes your response to prayers. If you wish to see more goodness in others, it is not God's task to make others good. It is for you to open your soul's vision to see the goodness that is there. As you go forward in your lives, think carefully about the real meaning of asking God and then believing that some other entity hears what you ask for and bestows a response. You have within you God's response. You have surrounding you God's light. You are blessed with the ability to hear as God listens. You belong to all that is. You are the created and the creator. Blessed it is each moment that you acknowledge that perfect union with all that is. Amen.